And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
I'm Harvey Kay, professor of democracy and justice studies at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. And my dangerous idea is American exceptionalism. That may sound surprising to you, right? American exceptionalism sounds like a very conservative idea. But you know what? For more than 200 years, American exceptionalism was a radical idea. It was the idea of liberals and progressives. It was an idea that didn't say we are superior, that we have all the answers. No, it was an idea about what America could be, should be, and if we act on it, would be. Think back to the words of someone like Thomas Paine. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. And his call for the creation of an unprecedented democratic republic. Think about the founders, the writing of the Constitution. We hear about its conservatism, but those first words, we the people, radical words. Those kinds of words, they provide for a kind of democratic imperative, a democratic impulse in American life. You know, there's a radical democratic spirit inside almost all Americans. This was an idea of American exceptionalism, proving that we the people can govern. And we don't need kings. We don't need aristocrats. We can govern ourselves. Moreover, not necessarily only in the political sense. We can govern ourselves economically. We can govern ourselves culturally. And then think about the generations of Americans empowered by that kind of argument. The free thinkers, the abolitionists, the women's rights advocates, labor unionists, civil rights campaigners. These folks believed in American exceptionalism, and they used that belief that they knew they shared with their fellow citizens to challenge their fellow citizens to make America freer, more equal, and more democratic. It wasn't natural, wasn't inevitable, but that democratic imperative, that, if you like, American exceptionalism idea, empowered generations to make America better, to recognize that we were a grand experiment in democracy, and the only way you can carry out an experiment is to test its limits. Now, something obviously went wrong. Now, if you hear the argument about American exceptionalism, it's a conservative argument. You know, it's about not life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. Protect property. Limit government. It's not about democracy, it's about individualism. But even sadder than that, because we've always heard conservatives argue that kind of thing, you have to defend what exists. You don't advance what exists. The saddest thing is, liberals and progressives seem embarrassed by the idea of American exceptionalism because they've somehow allowed themselves to believe that that's strictly an argument of superiority, strictly an argument of we have all the answers, instead of understanding it as a challenge to enhance freedom, equality, and democracy. And the danger is that if we forget that dangerous idea, we will cease to be Americans.
That was historian and sociologist Harvey Kay with his dangerous idea. You can hear more dangerous ideas on our website at ttbook.org.